Thank you all for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So this is probably one of the busiest weekends for you, not only the holiday weekend, but getting ready for the fair. But I wanted to, because the fair is going to kick off, we got 4th of July, and then, boom, we are into it. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk
Thank
with
you.
Us today on Galesburg
Thank you.
Live.
Thanks for having
and
us.
The biggest thing I want to get to right off the bat is that Hell Tour. This is something that just kind of fell into our laps.
It did.
From what I understand, right?
Correct.
And Josh, you're kind of the Hell Tour expert here.
I don't know about expert, but yeah. It's the Diamond Ag Egg Sheckler Dirt Car Summer Nationals Hell Tour.
So what is this thing? It's just this is a big deal.
It's the biggest racers in the Midwest.
Okay.
And probably the country.
Yeah.
I mean, they were coming from all over the United States to race.
How did we get in on this
Lucky.
Here in Knox County?
We were surprised we did. I told
Very
Josh,
lucky.
I said, I'd love it if you can get them. It's going to be awesome, you know, and not in our wildest dreams did we think we could get them done, but Josh pulled it out with
we
some
had
assistance.
We had to rearrange a few nights, you know, the schedules, flipping the tractor poles and the car races to get them here because they were already booked for Wednesday, but yeah, we got them. So.
Oh, I'll be darned. So where are these racers? You say they're coming from all over the country.
All over the country.
Yeah. Where are these guys racing? These are the big...
They race all over the Midwest, and I can't remember how many weeks it is. It's like a 15-week...
Circuit.
I could be wrong on that. It's a series.
Yeah.
And they go to 7 or 8 different states all over the Midwest.
Yeah.
There'll be campers following them. There'll be people that come from everywhere just pulling in. We've had some phone calls already.
Yeah.
On people wanting to camp out overnight. So it should be an interesting night. We should have all kinds of new fans. Can you remember there's a few big names coming that people would recognize?
As of right now, on their schedules, it says, you know.
And this
the,
could
I shouldn't
change.
Schedules, they are coming. But
schedules could change, but Kenny Wallace, Bobby Pierce, those are two of the bigger names that are coming. Of course, you know, we'll have our regulars as usual.
Okay.
You know, Ray Bollinger, he won it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And this
exciting
is something,
night.
Yeah, Josh has been working on those, though, for years, trying to get him to come. And schedules just never worked out.
That's been the biggest deal?
The schedule,
yeah.
Because they're usually scheduled a year in advance.
Okay.
And then if, you know, we apply for it, we ask them for it, and if they say, well, sorry, we're booked, then.
Which we have.
Yeah. But also, with because this is the big time now, also a lot more expensive, too.
Right, and Diamond Ag came on and helped us out tremendously.
Diamond Ag.
Yeah, yes. Diamond Ag, the new place there between Galesburg and Knoxville, there on County 10 and 150.
Yep.
Jumped right on it then.
Yeah,
well,
Lindsay
that's great.
Helped us out quite a bit.
Yeah.
They've been part of the fair for years, Dan, the Fletcher family, and it's very nice that, you know, through his business now, they're jumping in and going to help us out a little bit more on that.
Heck yes.
And that's what it takes. It takes people that want to be generous and help.
What are other things that you, I mean, along with a lot more expensive, do you have to make any other concessions to bring in the big guys here?
I mean, not really. I mean, we have concessions there.
They're happy with the track and all that. I mean, you don't have to do anything different to the track or anything.
Just prep it like a normal race.
Okay, yeah. So tell us about tickets. You got to get tickets now.
Yeah. Well, can we go tickets in advance?
We cannot do tickets in advance
for this
grandstand event. Okay. They'll have to go up to the ticket booth.
Okay.
There's a gate fee to come in. It's $3 every night.
$20 to get in the grandstands, which is one of the cheapest around.
Okay.
I mean,
typically
runs $25-$30 to get in the grandstands.
Yeah, everywhere else.
Yeah, right.
We wanted to keep our prices down again this year.
Sure.
We want families to be able to afford it.
Of course.
It's nice.
Of course. So ticket prices.
Yep, tickets. Adults are $20. Students are $10. Pit passes are only $35.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Again, that's cheap.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
That's right. So, are you anticipating, when are you going to open the gates to get into the grandstands?
I would imagine 4:30, somewhere in there probably.
The pits are going to be opening right around 3 o'clock for people to go in. The grandstand tickets are going to be starting to sell at 4:30.
Okay. So, you're anticipating a pretty big, a pretty big crowd.
Yeah.
We're hoping, yeah.
Yeah. Again, the thanks to Diamond Ag for putting in to make this thing happen.
Yep.
And don't miss it. Hell Tour. It's going to be
big.
Help me out here real quick. We've had some questions about Ed Sheckler.
Mm-hmm.
What is Ed Sheckler Memorial?
He was from Monmouth, and he started the United States Modified Touring Series several years back. And we were the birthplace of that, actually, here in Knoxville.
Okay.
And then he's just been in racing forever.
Yeah.
And sadly, he passed away, so we're honoring him, you know, making this his memorial race.
Busy weekend for you. This thing kicks off right on Monday. with the harness racing. We'll get into all those events here, but I wanted to back up. It's the longest continuously running fair.
It's hard to say.
In Illinois.
That's correct.
Oh, this is the, now we were talking off mic here, Ted. You said it was the 170th year.
I always just look at the flyer because I forget. It's been so many years.
And I argue
that. I'm like, okay, it's 170. I thought, boy, this would have been a great year for an anniversary.
Yeah.
And Darcy added to that that it is actually 171. We're kind of on the fence on whether or not we're going to count the COVID year or not. So
that's right. Where we're at. Because last year we didn't have
the fair
at all. So can you count that?
Yeah. But other counties are. So I think we should.
Yeah.
That's where it's
we
like,
we don't want to let them gain on us.
That's right.
If other people are doing, because somebody's going to try to slip in there as the longest running. So let's just keep it that way, longest running. So that means it started, and I can't do my math. The history of the fair started.
It was 1851 was our when they organized under an LLC. Back then, but it was an LLC. It was a corporation something they used to call them. But it was the association.
And the location of the fairgrounds, that was where it was?
It started actually downtown Knoxville and then moved out to that location. And it was a big to-do because they were in cahoots with, they just lost the depot to Galesburg. So Knoxville and Galesburg were not getting along at that time.
Yeah.
And so Galesburg started their own fair, too, to compete with it. They say that Galesburg's horse races almost became like the Kentucky Derby of the Midwest.
Wow.
So then there were some issues, and that fair did dissolve. It's actually the pillars are still out on Grand Avenue. You can see it's right in front of the V&A building.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, that's where the entrance
was. Still there.
And there was a trolley that went back and forth between the two fairs. They had them the same week.
My gosh.
And we were trying to compete with each other.
That's
and so
why
it was
she's the
huge. It was
right.
huge. So anyway, it's really it's interesting to see.
So when did it move out to the current location, the fairgrounds?
In 1951.
Okay.
That's when
1951.
It did. I'm sorry, 1851. I'm getting my centuries
wrong.
Okay. But yeah, it's just they did. Yeah. We did close down though for 3 years during World War II, and we were an army base out there for 3 years.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Now, you told me something I wasn't aware of. The county doesn't own the fairgrounds.
Correct? No.
Correct.
We do.
The fairgrounds is owned by the board. That's one thing. You know, we've always been considered the Knox County Fair, which is great for us because we, you know, we love Knox County, of course.
Yeah.
But it is one of them things that people need to understand is it is a privately owned fairgrounds, and the county, they do assist us in helping on certain things.
Sure.
But it's kind of a misconception that the county owns it so that it has plenty of funding.
Okay. How big is the board?
13 members right now?
14 members right now.
14 members.
And trust me, every one of them has a massive job because we can't afford to have staff. And we have one person that's part-time staff. But Ted's, you know, he's not smelling so nice right now because he's been out. We're putting up fence. And
Sure.
Josh, he's our track man. I mean, he's out there constantly trying to figure out that track. It's just everybody has their part. It is a working board.
Right. And it's not just the fair. There's things going on there year-round.
Yeah. That's our one really, really busy week for us fair board members.
Yeah.
But every weekend, we're booked. We have weddings, memorials.
Livestock shows.
Livestock shows from huge livestock shows because of our barns. Our barns are so, they love to come because we have one of the best systems around for showing their livestock.
Okay.
Just last week was farm safety for the kids through Farm Bureau, correct?
Yeah.
And then United Way comes out, all kinds of parties, you name it. It's always the Spoon River Drive.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Big.
And it's working. Every year gets better. We keep more maintenance done on the grounds.
Yeah.
Keep the grounds in better condition. We get lots of compliments. Yeah. Thank you for everyone doing that.
Yeah.
That comes by and says, boy, the grounds look great. Well, it's easier to have events when people see a nice-looking venue.
Well, and a huge shout-out to the guy that does it. His name is Gary. Yeah. I'm not going to say his last name, but
he
volunteers.
To mow.
He goes out there and mows for free.
Oh.
It is beautiful.
He just
and
likes to.
He loves to mow.
Yep.
Yeah. Loves
Thank
to
God
mow
for Gary.
Loves to make it look
to...
good. He has very high respect for the grounds. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, it takes such a huge number of people to make this happen, but it also takes the support of the community to keep the fairgrounds going. And that's what we're talking about today is making sure that people support the fair because that will allow the fair to continue to exist.
Right.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. all these grandstands events that we're going to talk about here in just a bit. What are some things that happen out? What's something that happens out there that people aren't aware of? An event that maybe is just kind of odd.
An odd event?
Yeah.
The corn dog cruise. That's kind of it's a cute thing. It started two years ago. I keep saying last year. Last year's COVID year. We're all going to just try to forget that. Is the corn dog cruise on Saturday morning?
Next Saturday,
right. And that's by Wiffle Hybrids. Yeah. But it should be a fun time. I think we're getting a lot of response off that. So it started 2 years ago, and we had a few cars, but this year I think it's going to be huge. And that does start Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yeah. And we have some free events also. You know, there'll be a petting zoo with lots of animals. Mm-hmm. We have harness racing on Monday. That's also a free event.
Free.
So keep in mind that there also are events to just come out and enjoy the family for free.
There's all the people behind the scenes, unsung heroes that it takes to put on something this huge.
It takes an army. It does.
Oh my gosh,
it really does. And not just the board members, but you've got an army of volunteers, right? Because there's no paid people.
That's correct. No. We can't reach out enough and thank everyone that helps us. We always think of people at the end that we should have thanked. But, just put it out there that everyone that helps, we thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
It's a great
thing. Long have you been involved with the board, each of you? Josh, how about you?
I've been a superintendent since I was 16 and been on the board since 5-6 years now.
So did you kind of grow up out there at the fair?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, yeah. My dad... he was the track man for years and years and years, and then sadly he passed away, so I kind of took over for him.
You took over that.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. So you did grow up out there. What's your favorite part of dealing with the track? And is the races, demo, what's your favorite part?
All of it.
Love it all?
I love all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dirt. He loves the dirt.
The dirt.
Yeah.
And now his son rides right next to him, too. It's awesome.
How old's he?
He's 11.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I can remember when he rode right beside his dad, too. So it's a huge thing.
Isn't that cool? What frustrates you the most about that track?
The rain.
No rain.
We've had plenty of
that. Yeah. Weather can screw up a lot, can it?
Yeah, it sure can.
Good rain.
Yeah, we're praying for good weather, aren't we? Yeah.
Sounds like we're going to have a good week. Sounds like the weather's going to change.
Too. Yeah.
Being farm community, we are glad we got the rain, though. So
that's right. And, Ted, how long have you been? I know you were kind of guessing how long you've been. But did you?
I knew you
grew up around this
that.
Area, right? So you grew up at the fair?
Our family's been involved with the fair ever since my dad and my grandfather.
Yeah.
So 5 generations now.
My gosh.
And my brother and I have both been on the board. We, like I said, I don't even remember how long it's been that I've been on the board, but a long time.
Yeah.
But it comes with just being, watching it grow is amazing for us.
Yeah. And of course, the ag side of it, that's the largest ag or the longest running ag fair in the state.
Correct.
You've been involved. I mean, showing cattle and all.
Yep, we've showed cattle there. We've shown hogs there. We've been clear back to when it was mostly tents, and we had livestock under the tents. I used to talk to my grandpa about the different things they had, the different shows they had on the grounds and how they all went, and just the changes that have went on, like everything throughout the years.
Yeah.
But now it's fun to see, and I'm anxious to hand it down to the next person and see where it goes from there.
That's right. Because you've, just like you said, Josh, you've seen, kids showing their first, their very first hog.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
now their parents and now their kids are there.
Yeah,
And we tell lots of stories, of course, and most of them have to do with Knoxville being the fair where it usually rains. There's always a story where it goes, remember when somebody ran and fell in that mud puddle? I remember when you did that. Or we showed outside, it goes a long ways.
Yeah.
I was talking to some people the other day that brought up that there used to be a dairy show, and I did not know that.
I'll be darned.
But there was, back in the day, they showed actually dairy cows there too. So there's lots of things we learn and still pick up on every year.
And real, it's like a family out there because you're all going to the different county fairs, aren't you, around the state to show, and this is one of the stops.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And one of the favorite stops.
That's correct. It is. And like I say, through the building of the new buildings and the help of the community to get that done, we've had good turnouts with our livestock. A lot of places have had loss in numbers. We've gained in numbers and still are gaining.
So what do you attribute that to?
I think just people have to see a good facility. They love the way our grounds look. They love the opportunity to come to Knoxville. I mean, it's close for a lot of people.
Yeah.
like I said, the facilities are phenomenal, and
it's easy access,
and it's family friendly.
Ted Ennis is the president of the Knox County Fair Board. We've got Josh Smith; he's the vice president of the Fair Board. Darcy Thorpe is the treasurer of the Fair Board. How long have you been involved with the fair, Darcy?
I'm going on 11 years.
Wow!
Can you believe that?
How'd you get involved with it?
Ted made me.
Oh, he did.
It was a common game.
It was a time when the state was backing off funding any fairs. And so we're really, it was a large amount of money. Yeah. So my background is in marketing and fundraising. Yeah. And Ted's like, we need somebody to help us out with that. Trust me, you don't have to go to meetings. I just need your help. And then it turned into, oh, my.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, using your expertise to help, you need the support from the sponsors. It takes a lot of businesses and their support to make it happen.
It does. It takes, you'd have to be, and that's why we lean on her a lot, because you really need to know the ins and outs of like radio, Facebook, all the things that can get us out there and be known.
You got to invite people.
People have so many different things pulling at them for their time and their money.
Right.
And you got to make sure that the fair is still relevant.
Well, and then it's lives. Worth your money
that's
when you
right.
get there. I mean, that's, we don't want to have anybody have a bad experience.
Right.
So, because it's not, it's not free.
Yeah.
So please come out. And also, this is your county fair. This isn't just Knoxville. This isn't Abingdon.
Yeah.
This is Galesburg. This is your county. Come out, enjoy. My huge thing is domestics. I wish people would get more involved in just bringing their pies and their whatever their hobbies are out to show them off.
Yeah,
come for the bake sale.
Blue Rib is a big deal. Bake sale.
Bake sale.
Yeah. That's
a huge
deal.
Bake sale's a great thing.
That's
so,
right.
It's just, it's not just about the farm community. It's about everybody.
Well, you can go to knoxfair.com and get the fair book, and you can get all the details about the events coming up. We're going to talk about a lot of those things. Let's the fair actually started off with the Queen Pageant.
Last weekend. Mm-hmm.
At the Orpheum. So
at the high school this year.
Oh, it was
because
at the high
of COVID,
time, so
they had to switch things up. No.
I was so involved with it so many years. It's just natural.
I know.
Exactly.
Natural. And Orpheum.
It's hard for us to remember all these.
So it was at the high school this year.
Yeah.
So you've got your queens crowned, and they'll be out at the fair this week.
Yeah.
And a good crowd for the pageant this year.
I heard it was amazing. I've heard was good. I was not able to be there this year, but they did divvy it up into two different segments where the littles were at one time and the junior and the miss was another time. And I heard it just went fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's great. So
thanks for Knoxville helping us out on that, by the way. Knoxville High School.
Yeah, thank you.
They did. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and start at Monday at the fair. So the 5th, we've got harness racing. Right.
Harness races start at 5 p.m.
Okay. And
that is a free event.
Just show up and
show up.
Yeah.
And,
so why do you still have it? Is harness racing still a big popular event that people attend?
It is. It really. And we want to grow that also.
Yeah.
The state still gives us, I'm going to be honest, a little money because we have that. And that's basically the only money we get. So. And it's a free event, and these drivers and horses have been coming for so many years.
Yeah.
It's such a big part of our fair that we really do.
Harness racing falls in under the livestock part. So, see, that's how the funding comes about. Harness racing is like the live, like cattle shows, hog shows, rabbits, and that.
Yeah.
So that's where they come into play. I do know that I talked to Rick Flacco, who is in charge of our harness racing.
Okay.
He's afraid that horse numbers might be a little off this year. And it goes back to COVID. Everything goes to COVID. The people getting prepared for this year, it made them fall off a cycle.
Gotcha.
In other words, that's the understanding I got from him on that. So hopefully, don't give up on us. If we have a light year, we're looking to do better every year.
We've got Ted Ennis, Josh Smith, and Darcy Thorpe from the Knox County Fair Board here talking with us today about the Knox County Fair. Tuesday is when really a lot of things kick off. You've got the domestic building is open, and that's when you say domestics. We're talking about your...
Everything under the sun.
Flowers.
Just everything.
Baking.
Yeah. Clothing.
Yeah.
Photography.
Yeah.
Paintings. It's beautiful.
Good amount of entries this year?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of entries.
It's way up, which is awesome.
Well, good.
Yeah. I think it's because of Jeremy Carlin and his...
He was out there carrying ribbons.
So people got to go after his ribbons.
He was poking at him a little bit, wasn't he, Josh?
Yep.
he was poking. So then on Tuesday also, that's the big Hell Tour.
The Hell Tour, yeah. A little more horsepower than Monday night, but yeah.
A little bit.
We're going to start the hot laps at 6:30 and races at 7. And
okay.
It'll be a great evening.
And again, no pre-tickets sold, so you've got to get your tickets that day, and tickets will start selling at
4:30.
Under the grandstand.
Yes. Under the grandstand.
Under the grandstand. So you got to make sure and get there and get a seat because this is the big one.
This is the big one.
And these guys are coming from all over the country. Again, we talked about this earlier, but this is a big – and you've been working on this for years.
Years, yeah. We've been trying to get this race group in here for as long as I can remember, and we finally got it. So
Where are they coming from? Do you know where they're –
Everywhere.
Do you know where they're because they're racing –
They're
Are
in
they
Lincoln.
Monday?
No, they're off Monday. They're in Lincoln, Illinois, Sunday.
Okay. Sunday for the 4th.
For the 4th.
Okay.
And then they're with us Tuesday.
Monday's travel day, then they're coming Tuesday.
And then after us, they go to Spoon River down by camp.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so this is to see them here in Knox County. That's a big, big, big deal, so don't miss it. And again, tickets will be available under the grandstands on that day. How much are the tickets again, Josh?
Grandstand tickets are $20. Students are $10.
Wednesday, Josh, you've got the truck and tractor pulls.
Jim Smith Memorial Tractor truck and tractor pulls.
Mm-hmm.
The Ileana mini rods are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then we got the Backroads pullers coming. They're going to have 5 classes of their own, too.
Yeah.
So even a little more horsepower. Yeah. You know, seems like we're all about horsepower this year.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, that's the... That's what you go there for. I mean, that's
right,
what, you know, you're ready. This is what you're preparing for the whole year, right? I mean,
all year long.
You're jacked, aren't you?
Lots of
noise. You're just ready.
Noise and smoke. That's
noise
what
and smoke. I love it.
Right.
So now, a Thursday, that's the big concert at the fair.
Yes.
Roots and Boots, you know, being on the country station here. This is, you know, I've gotten a chance to meet Aaron Tippin. I've not met Colin Ray when he was here many years ago. So I'm looking forward to seeing all these guys, Colin Ray, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, the Roots and Boots Tour. This is big. It was supposed to be here last year.
Yeah, it worked out great that we were able to get them to come back and stay with us anyway. I guess not really come back, but stay with us and make it happen.
Yeah, that really worked out well.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's been, I'm just very excited to see the show.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be
pray
big.
Pray for good weather.
Yeah. How are tickets going so far?
Tickets are going very well.
Yeah.
I think typically people look for the weather forecast, and now we're seeing it, and so the tickets are starting to sell.
It's looking good, isn't it?
For next week. Yeah. Yeah, and they're at different locations around
town.
That's
right. That's right. So tickets, how much are they?
Tickets for the grandstand are $20, and the holding pen is $30,
so
which the holding pen's down below.
Yeah, holding pen is there on the track,
right
in front of the stage. They're really the best seats. You want to get up there to see these guys.
It's
there.
Fun.
They're so great.
And looking, we have great sponsors.
I mean,
really quick, we need to announce these sponsors.
Yes,
Euclid Beverage, Channel Seed, Farmer State Bank, Nutrien, Ag Solutions, Pioneer. Am I missing anybody?
No, I think so. That's good.
And of course, you guys.
Of course,
95.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our sister station, FM 95, will be there broadcasting before the show.
Could not do any of this without them.
We love it. We're giving away tickets as well, so you might want to check out the radio station website, fm95online.com, and maybe you can win some tickets to this thing. But anyway, it's tickets are on sale now. Go to knoxfair.com, and you can get tickets for that. We've got Ted Innes, Josh Smith, and Darcy Thorpe from the Knox County Fair Board talking to us about the Knox County Fair next week. Friday is the figure eights.
Yep, figure eight races start at 6:30. $10 tickets is all those are for the grandstand. Students are $5, $20 to get in the pits.
Right.
Again,
and
a good
I think
price.
Two years ago, we had over
100
cars.
we have a lot
of cars for that.
We had a lot of cars.
So it's a really good event. Yeah.
Do you cut it off at a certain?
Nope.
I mean,
no.
Nope.
As many as you can fit.
As many as we can fit.
It lasted forever.
Try to squeeze them into the time.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got to get them all in. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Wow.
Then
I tell you.
Saturday, we go right into the demo derby.
Yeah.
That's
end it with a bang.
Yeah, that's the big. How long have you been doing the demos?
Again.
I mean.
Oh, geez.
Gosh.
Decades.
I
wouldn't even know.
No,
since 1851. No. No. When was the car made?
Yeah, right. I remember
the first
my
Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
My grandpa owned Woody's Barbershop over by the packing house, and I can remember sitting with him in the stands. He would sponsor one of the cars out there.
Yeah.
And I can remember sitting with him, you know, and watching his car and getting disappointed when the car would get beat or something. And, you know, the demo is such a big part of our lives. you know, growing up here in this area, isn't it?
It's a great show. People just love it. And speaking of the dirt, like I was telling Josh, you know, he loves the dirt. And the people come to the demo to get dirty. I mean, they sit in the front row because they want the mud.
Yep. That's right.
And it does. It starts at 5, so it starts a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You know, but.
How many cars do you typically have for that?
It varies year from year. Yeah. Some years we have
We're one of the first ones
around.
I mean,
yeah,
I think they had a couple before us, but hopefully we'll have a good number.
Right. And again, since we didn't get to do it last year, you got some people that have had an extra year to get ready for this thing.
Sweep their cars.
They're wanting to go. Yeah. They're wanting to get out
ready.
Hopefully they all come to the Knoxville Fair.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. We've got our friends from the Knox County Fair Board talking about what's going on. So we've talked about all the grandstand events. Mm-hmm. We've got the let's look at on the grounds. Let's talk about the ag. I want to get into that because this is an ag show.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted, we talked earlier about how you grew up, and as many of our folks around the area grew up at the fair, showing cattle and hogs and all. I mean, all of that stuff.
We still look back at the old pictures and look at how the fair used to look and the fair queens from clear back when. There is a lot of history behind the fair.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. Now it's a little bit different because the livestock is there on daily basis.
Okay.
You know, like on Tuesday, July 6th, we'll have the Junior Goat Show. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then a Market Lamb Show to follow at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
It moves on to Wednesday. And there's a poultry show at 10 a.m., a rabbit show at 1 p.m. And the rabbits and the poultry will be there the whole fair.
Yeah.
Oh, they're there
that
the whole time.
That is one species that is there the whole time.
Yeah.
A lot of them come and go because we actually, which is a great thing, we run out of space.
Oh,
so,
sure.
So that works out well.
Okay.
And it helps people due to the heat with the fair and some things like that. So on Thursday, we'll have a very busy day on Thursday at 10 a.m. We have our Junior Barrel and Gilt Show. And then immediately following that will be the open. So if you want to see some livestock, there'll be a lot of livestock there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Friday and Saturday are both our livestock shows with the cattle. And they both start at 10 a.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So come see them.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you excited about this year for the fair? Do you have any inkling of you got some really good animals coming in?
We do. We have, you know, and everybody always says it, and it's wonderful. If you want to see pretty much some of the stuff that will be the best ones at the Illinois State Fair, come to Knox County Fair.
There you go. You're getting a preview of what
That's
you're going to see at the State Fair because a lot of these folks are going to be down at the—
That's right.
That's the goal, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that you'll see at Knoxville Fair is they've been there for generations, like myself, and that's what we were talking about earlier. And that's what's great. They keep coming back. Their kids come back. And it's just a family. It's a family deal.
I think what's neat is to see the little ones doing it for the very first time. And they're so professional about it.
That's right.
And they're so, I mean.
They're dressed to the hilt. They got stuff.
Mom and dad have taught them. Brothers, they've taught them how to do it. Boy, they are just, and it's the coolest
thing
to see.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why we do this. Yeah. I mean, we want to see it continue for my son's generation and his son's generation. You know, I think that's why we do it.
And that's what it takes. And everybody asks, you know, how's come you guys do it? I mean, it's a thankless job.
Yeah.
You know, you never get to the end, but it's to see the kids.
Yeah.
And when
you
see the smile on the kids' face when they're going to the rides or with their livestock or with the demo or anything.
It's a tradition.
That's what it's all about.
You see some little girl out there directing this big animal, this big cow.
Yep.
Right.
And mom or dad stand on the sides going, over here.
And they've got the video camera going and they're so proud.
Right.
And here's this little girl directing this enormous animal around the square. It's the coolest thing.
That is, our queens will be there for all the livestock events also.
Yeah.
So come out and meet them.
Okay. We've got our friends from the Fair Board. We're running in our last few minutes. Ted Innes, Darcy Thorpe, Josh Smith, we appreciate you guys being here today. And we want to talk about the beer garden.
Oh,
we've got entertainment there every night.
Thank you, Euclid. They came through with us on this entertainment every night. Tuesday and Wednesday, we've got Sean Kistler. Thursday, Natu is the opening act for the Roots and Boots.
That's
and then he will be following, going into the beer garden to play in there. So we're excited about
now,
that.
Now, he's from, where is he from?
Like,
again, I thought it was like
Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
He's a Somalian. Am I saying that right?
Samoan
wrestler.
Yeah. A Samoan wrestler.
Turned Nashville country artist. He's just got an interesting background.
Yeah.
And I've got online. Go on YouTube. Listen to him. He's really good.
Yeah.
It's
going to be cool. Yeah. So he's in the beer garden
Thursday
night. Right.
Yeah. Past curfew is Friday. And well, someone else say Saturday because I always
Decade of decadence.
Yeah.
And
'80s
right.
hair bands. So you got a couple yeah. days of '80s. Yeah. Or Past Curfew does the '80s pop yeah. stuff, and then Decade of Decadence is the '80s
and
hair band stuff.
Too.
Yeah, those
yeah.
guys are good.
They're fun.
Yeah. They're all
a
over
lot
the place.
Of fun.
I mean, they tour all over the,
yeah.
the
we were lucky
region.
To get those guys,
you were very,
very, very good.
Yeah.
That's right. That's going to be a
night.
Big one.
That's a great night.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going. It's happening.
That's Saturday night. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
That's what we were going back talking about the demo. It's like, okay, we got to get these guys done because
yeah.
we got to move on.
We
got to
move on.
That's right. We got to get
we
in.
We got to go to the band.
That's right. And then one more time, the Corn Dog Cruise in on Saturday,
Saturday
Darcy.
Morning, 9 a.m. Please bring out your cars. It's Wiffle Hybrids is sponsoring that. And there's T-shirts. There's corn dogs for anybody that brings a car out or just come out and enjoy it. Beer Garden's opening at noon that day, and there'll be all kinds of fair food.
And, of course, the carnival.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Come and enjoy the
carnival.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got all of the carnival information on your website.
Yes.
You want to find out when the armbands are and when the,
And I'll admit, it is a little confusing. So please go on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And just it's Knox County Illinois Fair on Facebook.
On
Knox
Facebook.
County Illinois Fair on Facebook. And that's listed there, the prices.
Right. I mean, we could run through it, but it's just going to be so confusing.
It's confusing.
So you need to check out the website and the Facebook page and to get the up-to-date information about the ride schedule and all
we
that.
We should have lots of rides. Everything. I mean, we've got lots of rides coming in already.
Year.
So they're bringing.
More than we've had in years.
We should be full.
They're bringing everything. Yeah,
they're bringing it all.
Yeah.
Got a Ferris wheel again.
Well, I already saw that. I drove by the fairgrounds. They were already bringing stuff.
Yeah.
Getting ready to set up.
We had to share them a couple years ago with another fair, and now that fair is not happening this year, so we get it all.
All right.
Excited.
Well, Josh Smith, thank you so much for being here. Ted Ennis.
Thank you.
Darcy Thorpe.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work. Please extend our thanks to the rest of your the fair board and all the volunteers and all of the sponsors for making this happen. Let's have a successful fair, all right?
Thanks.
We'll see you at the fair, right?
Yes.
See you at the fair.